With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
What is going on, everyone, and welcome to r/storiesaboutkevin, an amazing subreddit where I get to read posts about stupid people, just people that are so dumb you can't quite believe it, and I get to laugh the majority of the time. So yeah, if you're up for that, guys, and you want to laugh alongside me, let's get straight into today's first post. Kevin sells a car for $20. So back in the early 90s, my uncle was walking home at around 2 a.m. He forgot the reasoning why, but he remembered that he ran into a Kevin. This Kevin looked a bit deranged and was clearly an addict of some sort. Kevin engaged with Uncle Dave and begged for $20. Uncle Dave knew that he was an addict and he didn't want to give him the money. Kevin then said that he would sell his car for $20 out of desperation. This caught Uncle Dave's attention, but it was a terrible car, according to him. And in a final act of desperation, Kevin told Uncle Dave that the car had a 1979 Monte Carlo. Now, if you're like me and don't know anything about engine values, according to Uncle Dave, that engine would be roughly worth $15,000 today. So Uncle Dave immediately took the car home. When he got home, Grandpa ran outside barefoot in the Michigan snow, yelling why the heck he brought home such a terrible car. Uncle Dave argued that the engine was a Monte Carlo, but Grandpa only saw an old motor. It took a while, but Uncle Dave convinced Grandpa to keep the engine and he hoisted it out of the car. Now, with the engine out, he had no use for the chassis, and Grandpa didn't want it there either, so the next morning, he called his buddy to tow the car back to where he got the car, tossed the keys on the driver's seat, and abandoned the car. He sold the Monte Carlo for $10,000 not long after, and used that money to buy himself a new truck. Now, OP has actually included a bonus story as well. So, in the early 2000s, my Uncle Dave and some of his friends decided to go fishing up north in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Now, if you don't live here in Michigan, the weather is messed up, meaning that we can have 70 degree weather in February and have rain, snow, and hail on the same day in June. So, they were idiots in that moment, and they went when it was nice out, didn't check the weather forecast, and assumed that it would be warm for the rest of the trip. Well, it was a blizzard the day after they set up camp, and they huddled into their sleeping bags to preserve heat. However, Uncle Dave is a stubborn man and refuses to admit defeat. So what he did was he literally cut up his sleeping bag into a makeshift coat. Now, this sleeping bag was an old one that was filled with feathers, so there were just feathers everywhere. He managed to catch a lot of fish and he earned the nickname the Chicken Man. Yeah, I'm not really sure how I feel about this one, guys, to be honest. It sounds to me like your Uncle Dave OP was just taking advantage of this guy who probably is an addict, as you said yourself, and is not really in the best sort of place to be, you know, thinking about cars or money at all. He just wants his fix of whatever drug he's addicted to. It's really sad, actually, that he'd be willing to sell such an expensive thing for just, you know, a little bit of money to fund his drug addiction. But then maybe I guess he just didn't actually know the price of the car. But no, surely anyone would know that a car is worth more than $20. Yeah, overall, that's just the sad one. Now, guys, OP has actually left a little edit down below his post in regards to some comments like mine that I've just said that are saying to him, you know, this post is actually really sad. So let's see what he had to say. So I didn't think this originally, but the car could be a stolen car. I do believe that it could have been stolen, but simply put, Uncle Dave was young and stupid and was blinded by money. I personally believe that it wasn't stolen. Yeah, that does make more sense to me. If it was a stolen car, then I guess that makes more sense that this guy, this homeless guy, would be more willing to just, you know, get rid of it for a little buck and then fund his drug addiction that way rather than, you know, having to sell it without papers and all that, yada yada. It's probably really hard. So that does make more sense to me. However, then, OP, you said you personally believe that it wasn't stolen. I think that just shows that Uncle Dave is not the greatest guy, right? He's literally just taking advantage of this guy who, you know, is addicted to drugs and is like, yeah, fine, I'll take your car, in the knowledge that he can make $10,000 out of it. I don't know. I reckon Uncle Dave is not the greatest guy. Just my opinion, guys. Let me know if you agree down below. Now, moving on to our next story, Kevin is going to get rich. I am a financial advisor for a living, and a lot of my business comes from referrals. I did business with a woman in her mid-40s who then sent me her 27-year-old son's contact information as a referral. I should have known I wouldn't be prepared for this when she scoffed and said that Kevin needed some serious help with his finances. I agreed that I'd reach out to him. I figured maybe at the very least he'd do business with me later, or he would give me referrals too. Kevin and I agreed to meet the next week. He said he wasn't able to meet that week because he would be really busy recording songs at the studio. Oh boy, it only got worse from there. When Kevin came into the office, I saw through our glass doors that he looked like he was trying really hard to get the door open. His feet were anchored at the base, and he was leaning far back with both hands on the handle. But there was a sign right in front of him to hit the intercom button to ask for entrance. I took Kevin to the building's cafe to get us both some coffee before we started our meeting. He got excited when he saw my Chase Freedom Unlimited card. He asked how I could hook him up with one because he thought that unlimited meant, well, having unlimited funds. I told him that there is no such thing as getting a credit card with unlimited funds, and getting approved for a credit card depended on his credit score. Kevin said, though, that he could charm his way through the interview to get approved because he's a rising star of a rapper. He was stoked about getting a yacht, designer clothes, a Tesla, etc. soon. I began our meeting by asking about what he does for a living. Kevin tried to say he was an entrepreneur, but I was finally able to get the solid answer of him working as a pizza delivery driver. I asked him what an entrepreneur actually meant to him. Kevin said he is one because he isn't watched while he is driving on the job. Yeah, I'm not sure about that definition Kevin made. Kevin also claimed to make almost $20 an hour without tips. We also live in a state with low COL, so this was impossible. After asking him a few more questions, the exasperated Kevin wrote on my whiteboard that he was working two jobs, both as a pizza delivery driver. One paid $8 an hour, the other paid $9 an hour. He added the two together to get $17 an hour, emphatically circling his maths. I asked him if his work offered a 401k. Kevin's eyes lit up as he said, "Heck yeah, I'm finna be hella rich." I asked him how much he was contributing. Kevin replied, "Nah, I signed up for 5 401ks. That's what you gotta do to get rich." It turned out that Kevin thought that a 401k was $401,000 that you get in retirement simply by signing up for it. He told me to multiply that figure by 5. Whatever the total amount was his current net worth. I asked Kevin what he felt would happen to Social Security benefits in the future. He said,
"With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I don't know. It's annoying to wait in line for a new card, but I guess my number stays the same each time. I advise that Kevin should just start by having a checking/savings account and getting into the habit of regularly putting in money he doesn't spend. He told me he already had a checking account. He doesn't trust it though, because he thought the bank kept stealing his money. I asked what he meant by that. Kevin pulled up his bank account info on his phone. I saw his checking account balance was -$346. Kevin insisted that he had $346 to spend today and $296 from yesterday, but his card kept getting declined. Basically, he didn't understand that he was getting charged a $50 overdraft fee by the day. Kevin also pulled out a Visa gift card. He said this credit card was junk because it wouldn't go through either. I asked if he had called the activation number on the sticker. He said he thought that was just a PIN number for the card. Kevin, oh my god. Kevin couldn't understand that his car was in repo status because he couldn't keep up with his $300 per month payments. He said he paid $300 to get his 2019 brand new Chevy Cruze out of the lot. He has it to drive, therefore he owns it, right? No. To end the meeting, I agreed to listen to a snippet of Kevin's rap songs. It definitely was not made in a studio. It actually sounded like he'd pulled up some instrumentals of current rap songs, blasted it through his car stereo, and recorded it all through his phone. He said to watch out for his SoundCloud account. It's blowing up. He had a total of 4 followers and 15 to 20 listens per song. Throughout this whole meeting, I could not correct Kevin. Kevin would fight me on every single thing I tried educating him about. I didn't actually tell Kevin's mother how the meeting went. She did call me recently, telling me that he's a lost cause. She hopes he gets it together one day. You know what, guys? I reckon this Kevin is the future of the hip-hop industry. You know, you'll be seeing this guy's name, whatever his real name is, on billboards everywhere, on top 40s. He'll get number one singles, and you'll be like, wow, he originally came from this post. How has he made it? Well, that is the beauty of the music industry. Anyone can make it. Obviously, I'm talking waffle. This guy is clearly terrible at singing and rapping. But hey, he's got a dream. Why not let him go for it? You never know what could happen. If he gets insanely lucky and somehow becomes good at rapping, and I don't know, a lot of things would have to go his way. You never know. But I think his mum is truthful here, right? He's a lost cause, but he's doing what he likes. So just let him do it, I guess? Who knows? Now moving on to our final story, Kevin can't email good. So apparently I have a Kevin in one of my classes, and I didn't know about it until today. This guy never turned anything in on time and never asked me anything outside of a few posts on the class discussion board in the first week. Today, I get notified that he's been complaining to my supervisor about how I'm not helping him. It turns out he sent me several emails throughout the semester, and I haven't been answering them. There's just a couple of problems. One, he got my email wrong. All semester long, I've been sending emails on a weekly basis to my classes, so he should know what it is. He not only got the format wrong, he spelled my name wrong. Even the student who keeps posting my first name as Andrew in her assignments gets my email right. Two, he sent them from his personal email. I did apparently get one email from him, but it got sent to spam because it wasn't from a school email. His email didn't have his name or which class he was in noted on it, and his personal email had no relationship to his actual name. It got automatically spammed since it looked really suspicious, especially since the link he included was messed up and looked fishy or virusy. This was why he got my email wrong as well, because he thought he sent that one to the wrong address. When this was brought up, all he did was complain about how it doesn't matter and that I'm making him fail by not answering his emails, and that he rarely, if ever, received any of the class-wide emails from me. It turns out he wasn't checking his school account more than every other week and thought that using his personal account for everything was the norm. He never thought to reply to any of the class-wide emails either when he did get them, since he thought I'd just ignore those too. Oh, he is a junior for what it's worth. Okay, so I was under the assumption that a junior in America, I assume this is in America, was someone young, but apparently, I've just looked it up, a junior is like 16 to 17 years old. So he's 16 to 17 and doesn't understand how emails work. This guy's done. He's done out. What's he gonna do? Seriously, unless he just knows in the back of his mind that realistically, he's been sending emails from the wrong account, probably to the wrong account as well, and he's just doing it, you know, he's doing it all the way along as an excuse to try and not do the work. Maybe this Kevin has a bigger brain than all of us combined. But that seems unlikely. I reckon he is just very, very dumb, as the majority of people who the stories are about on this subreddit seem to be. I don't know, guys. I mean, when I was in school and even in university, you would only ever email your professors or your lecturers or your teachers with your school or uni email. Like, you don't even have to be clever to know that. School email is for school. Personal email is for personal. Like, how dumb is this guy, man? You know what? I'm done with this video. Let's just call it there. So, guys, that is going to do it for this video. I hope you have enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I'm very happy that I have found this subreddit because some of these stories are just so stupid. But I love reading them, guys, and I hope you enjoy listening to them. If you want more stories about Kevin, I have now created a playlist full of all my stories about Kevin videos. You can check it right here and watch them all. And also, if you are new around here, make sure you are subscribed. We're trying to hit 600k by the end of the year. And if we do hit that, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to dye my hair, and I'm not going to stop saying it until we hit that milestone. So subscribe over here, and I will see you later today with a brand new upload.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.